Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today's episode is not a sermon. It's a reckoning, a reclaiming, a radical return to truth. Because here's what I know. No one is coming to save you. No one else can do this inner work for you. And when you finally accept that, fully, without flinching, you step into the kind of power that changes everything. This isn't about blame. This is about freedom. Because when I say it's all me, I don't say it to condemn myself. I say it to reclaim myself. And I mean to do right by me from this day forward. Let's go. Let's root today's message in Galatians 6:5. For each one should carry their own load. It's simple. It's sobering. And it's sacred. Because spiritual growth means learning the difference between what's yours to carry and what you've been trying to hand off to someone else. Your healing, your worth, your responsibility for your own life. God gave you dominion, not over other people, but over you, your thoughts, your actions, your energy, your choices. When you stop outsourcing your power, you stop feeling powerless. There was a season where I thought I had support, where people around me appeared to be aligned. They were saying the right things, using all the right words. And because I saw their potential, and maybe even saw pieces of myself in them, I gave grace. I gave time. I gave space for them to rise, to show up, to do right by me. But here's the truth. I was waiting for people to treat me with the respect I hadn't yet demanded of myself. And I'll never forget the moment I saw it clearly. I shared something sacred, something powerful, a huge development in my career. I had been in conversations with a major producer, an opportunity that could shift everything. And instead of celebrating me, instead of leaning in with support or strategy, this person made it about her. Suddenly, I was navigating ego instead of elevation. And in that moment, something clicked. I had allowed her to believe she had control. I had treated presence like partnership, when in reality, it was proximity, not power. And I had done it before. I'd caught glimpses, little pebbles, comments, tone shifts, small manipulations. But I gave grace. I kept waiting. And I didn't want to make a big deal out of something I hoped would fix itself. But pebbles become boulders when you don't move them. And underneath all that grace I was giving was this belief that maybe I was the problem. Maybe I was the common denominator. Because I've walked away from some major opportunities in my life. And for a while, I thought that meant something was wrong with me. That maybe I was a quitter. That maybe I couldn't stick it out. But here's the truth that set me free. Every time I walked away, Source brought something bigger. Every time. Not because I quit. But because I had the courage to leave what no longer honored who I was becoming. And now I lean into it. If peace starts leaving the room, if clarity gets cloudy, if I start feeling like I'm betraying myself to just stay connected, I don't wait anymore. Because if I won't do right by me, no one else will. And when I say it's all me, I don't mean I take the blame. I mean I take the power. Because I finally realized I'm not here to prove I can tolerate what dishonors me. I'm here to live free. And I mean to do right by me, starting now. For each one should carry their own load. Galatians 6:5. It's short, but it's everything. Because for a long time, I was trying to carry what wasn't mine. Other people's potential, their egos, their healing journeys, their lack of capacity. I'd give grace when I should have set a boundary. I'd wait for change when I should have walked in clarity. And all the while, I thought I was being faithful. I thought I was being spiritual. I thought I was being strong. But strength isn't staying. Strength is knowing when your spirit has moved on, even if your body hasn't caught up yet. When Paul says carry your own load, he's not talking about isolation. He's talking about responsibility. And I had to realize it wasn't her job to do right by me. It was mine. It wasn't their job to see me clearly. It was mine to stop dimming my light so I could fit their shadow. It wasn't God's job to drag me out of rooms I already knew were misaligned. It was my job to stop betraying my intuition in the name of not being seen as difficult. And once I took back responsibility for my load, my alignment, my discernment, my peace, I stopped waiting on other people to change. I changed, and that changed everything. Neville Goddard taught, change your conception of yourself and you will automatically change the world in which you live. That's not about surface level affirmations. That's about energetic authorship. The moment you say, it's all me, not from guilt, but from sovereignty, the world around you begins to rearrange. Florence Scovel Shinn said, the subconscious is a power, but it has no direction of its own. It's like steam without a boiler. So if you don't direct your life with intention, your past beliefs will keep writing the script for you. For a long time, I let unspoken beliefs run the show. If I walk away, I'll look flaky. If I stay, maybe they'll come around. Maybe this discomfort is just my lesson. But there's a difference between spiritual refinement and energetic self-abandonment. There's a difference between grace and misplaced loyalty. And metaphysically, every time I ignored the whisper to walk away, I was reinforcing the belief that I needed something outside of me to validate what I already knew inside. Until one day, I didn't. Because the truth is, when you take full energetic responsibility for what you allow, what you tolerate, what you align with, you no longer fear the consequences of choosing yourself. You realize that you're not leaving people behind. You're rising into the timeline that already belonged to you. So yes, it's all me. And because it's all me, I get to change it. Not with force, with frequency, with choice, with devotion. And from now on, I mean to do right by me. So now I want to take the time to reflect and give you some journal prompts. Let's take a breath and let it out. Let the noise fall away. This space is for your truth, and your truth is safe here. Let's get started. Number one, where in your life have you been waiting for someone else to do right by you instead of doing right by yourself first? Write it without judgment. Let it be what it is. Number two, have you ever stayed in a situation longer than your spirit wanted to because you didn't want to be seen as a quitter? What did staying cost you? And what did leaving eventually teach you? Number three, what patterns or people have felt like pebbles of misalignment, small discomforts you've explained away? What would it look like to address them now before they become boulders? Number four, in what areas are you still outsourcing your power, waiting for validation, apology, or opportunity before you give yourself permission to rise? Call your power back. Write, I give myself permission to move forward without delay. Number five, what's one belief you carried about self-responsibility that no longer serves you? An example could be, it's selfish to choose me. It's noble to stay. It's too late to change. Replace it with one that empowers your next chapter. Number six, what does doing right by you look like this week? Be specific, be honest, and commit. Number seven, what would shift if you fully trusted that you're not losing anything by choosing yourself? You're aligning with everything that's already yours. Let that version of you speak. Journal as her, from the future, from the clarity. Now let's move into some affirmations and a guided visualization. I call this one, I choose me every time. So let's speak these aloud, and if you can't, just let them resonate in your spirit. It's all me. Not because I'm to blame, but because I'm that powerful. I no longer wait for others to do right by me. I do right by me daily, deeply, and deliberately. I trust what I feel. I honor what I know. I choose presence over performance, truth over tolerance. I don't fear walking away. I fear walking away from myself. And I will not do that anymore. It's all me, and I mean to do right by me. Now let's go deeper. Close your eyes if you can. See yourself standing in front of a mirror, not the kind on your wall, but the one your soul holds up when you're ready to evolve. You're standing tall, and in this reflection, you don't see your flaws or regrets. You see your authority, your divinity, your wholeness. Behind you, you see faint shadows, old agreements, old tolerances, old versions of you that stayed too long, gave too much, and questioned your knowing. You bless them, but you don't carry them anymore. You turn around and walk forward. The path ahead is clean, clear, and honest. Each step you take affirms a new agreement. I will not betray myself to be accepted. I will catch the pebbles before they become pain. I will trust the inner no as much as I trust the outer yes. I will walk away when peace leaves. I will walk toward what honors my soul. And as you walk, you whisper, it's all me, and I mean to do right by me. You smile, not because it's easy, but because it's true. And truth will always lead you home. You don't need anyone else to give you permission. You don't need to wait until it gets unbearable. You don't need to explain to people who were never meant to carry your calling. You are the one you've been waiting on. And now that you've remembered that, you get to live differently. From this moment forward, choose peace before performance. Choose honesty before habit. Choose you even when it's hard. Because when you do right by yourself, the whole universe aligns to support you. So say it with me one last time. It's all me, and I mean to do right by me. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in choice, rich in clarity, rich in self-honoring love. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.